The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The matter is much more important, though, let's be honest, first and foremost, which is the 180,000 people remaining without power around the country. James Brown is the new Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Minister, you're welcome to the show. What supports are being put in place to help the people without power and water?
Look, first of all, I just want to acknowledge all of the emergency workers and responders who've been working flat out since Friday afternoon when the red warning was lifted, and many of them are getting quite exhausted, so they are, but they've been putting relentless work in for the last number of days to get power, get water, get communications back up and running. I understand, look, people will be getting quite frustrated now, those who haven't had power back yet, but we have gotten the number down from 760,000 without power down now to about 160,000 and dropping. So we've support teams coming in now. They're already in from the United Kingdom. They're coming in from Finland, from Austria, and we have teams coming in from the Netherlands and France as well, and with generators arriving today as well from the European Union from their emergency rescue. In terms of people and supports, Minister Dara O'Brien has activated the humanitarian support scheme. He activated that a number of days ago, which will provide initially some funding for people who need it. That's without a means test, and there'll be more supports further on as well. And then we have community hubs. We have well over 120 community emergency response hubs up and running right across the country as well to give people that support where there's food and charging points and water as well. So there is. So nothing's been left behind here, but this has been an extraordinary an unprecedented weather event. And for just to give an example of that, with 760,000 houses going without power, the previous record was 395,000. So there is. And then that's the kind of situation we're in. But we're trying to get everything back up and running as quickly as possible.
Are there lessons to be learned from this event in terms of having generators at hand for Irish water plants, for example?
Yeah, I think there are always lessons to be learned. And particularly that piece around Irish water plants, you know, they've been badly affected in this storm. And while this is an unprecedented storm, previously the kind of one in every 10-year event is now happening on a yearly basis. And whether it's storms or snow or flash flooding, I think we do have to take learnings from that. And I think we have to look at the backup systems and having redundancy systems right across the country, not just with Irish water, but also, I think, you know, out and about with communities. I've been in Granard today, I've been in Cavantown, and I'm in Monaghan at the moment. And modern technology going down has a much bigger effect on people than maybe 20 or 30 years ago.
Absolutely. And everybody who's without that technology for the last few days will absolutely feel that and be in complete agreement. But I mean, basic hygiene kind of breaks down without water. We can do without power a little longer than without water. That is a much more profound effect and much more quickly. And I think a lot of people are surprised that, you know, Irish water plants kind of in the west and northwest were kind of being told you've got to wait until they don't need the generators in the southern half of the country first. I mean, are you willing to kind of give a commitment on behalf of government that you're going to give Irish water the resources to invest in those types of generators?
Yeah, no, it's very clear we need those type of generators, so we do. And you're 100% right. You know, there are particular circumstances where power has a very profound effect on people with health reasons, but you can go a few days without power. It's not nice. It's not comfortable. We don't want that situation arising. But water is absolutely essential, both in hygiene and for the farming community, for example, as well, and for businesses. So I think that water piece is going to have to be given a very particular look. We want to get to the other end of this storm, a recovery period. But the National Emergency Coordination Group, which is run from the Department of Housing, which has been coordinating this recovery piece right across the country, that will continue to meet even after the storm, so we can get the learnings from this and see how we can ensure that when these events happen again, and unfortunately with the climate crisis we're in, we know it's going to happen again, that we are better prepared for these very extreme events that unfortunately has never happened before in Ireland, but we know are going to happen again.
If that is the case, that they're going to become more regular, and you combine that with the prevalence of ash dieback in the country, is that something we need to look at as well? The amount of ash trees lining country roads in different parts of Ireland?
Yeah, because we have a particular problem in Ireland with those trees that are falling down, and that's met with the challenge where we have a much greater level of power lines that are above ground, and then with a much greater dispersed population, power lines leading to smaller number of houses maybe than you might have in other countries. So these type of weather events where you have trees pulling down power lines have a very profound effect right across the country here, so they do. So I think, again, it's something we're really going to have to take into consideration when we're looking at it. It's not going to be possible to underground all of those power lines.
No, but it's probably not a huge job of work to ask the farmers to cut them down, give them a few bob maybe. They hardly need that much. I mean, any farmer with a bit of road frontage is cutting the hedges anyway.
Yeah, look, that's always going to be a challenge there, so it is. So we will engage with the Minister for Agriculture, engage with the farming community, work with the farming community, see what steps can be made there as well to prevent trees pulling down these wires in these types of events. But again, also with the more frequency of these storms, these trees are becoming more vulnerable to being pulled down as well, and in turn pulling down those power cables. So there are a lot of learnings to be taken from this. We do learn from each event, but I think these very, very extreme events, and this one is completely without precedent. But unfortunately, as I say, I think there will be more of these, and we do have to take these as probably more of the norm now, these types of events, and ensure that we do have more preparedness in place for them.
I know you're in County Monaghan today, and the Taoiseach has been in Roscommon, including in Castlereagh, speaking to those suffering from the after effects of the storm. Yeah, this conversation, take a little listen. This is just a short snippet of it with a resident of Castlereagh, Rachel Connolly.
The first priority in a storm of this severity, and it was the worst storm we've had in over 50 or 60 years, is to save lives and to prevent loss of life. That's the overriding initial phase of a response and management of any storm of this severity.
And, do you understand that on Friday, if I just no, I'm going to say this.
But I just want to make the final point.
Okay. I'm not a politician, I'm going to make my final point, which is that we're already, and this gentleman here is a doctor, we're already having a breakdown in hygiene in the West, in the most civilised, one of the wealthiest countries in the world. That's not acceptable. What we all need in the West of Ireland is this. It's very simple and it's very cost effective. You need to provide us with a grant that we can all purchase a residential wind turbine and two solar panels and a battery. We can come off the grid. We don't want to be dependent. We don't want the ESB people, who, by the way, I would love you to recognise nationally for their courage, because here in the West we see how difficult and long hours they've worked.
Absolutely.
This bashing online is unacceptable, and they should be defended from on high.
Correct.
And the telecom workers and the rail workers and everybody. We need to get off your system. Your system is failing.
I think most people would want to stay on the grid, actually. I think most people out there would want to stay on the grid.
Guys, those of you who have no electricity, Friday is the grid working.
Yeah, that was the Taoiseach speaking to Rachel Connolly. How do you think he handled that situation?
Look, people are going to be very frustrated at the moment, and there's no question about that. And I think the Taoiseach was out meeting as many people as possible and listening to people and listening to their frustrations that they have, no matter what part of the country they're in. And there's a huge part of the country was affected by this storm. But what was really were about is listening to people, listening to any suggestions they may have, and looking at how we can, as I say, when these events happen again, that we've taken the learnings from this unprecedented event and used them for more preparedness when there are future events. As I say, undoubtedly these events with the climate crisis we're currently in is going to happen on a more frequent basis, and we put those preparations in place to ensure that we have those supports for people. But there has been an extraordinary effort by people on the ground, whether the ESB workers, Uisce Éireann, local authority staff, civil defence, Caoilte, and fire service, and on and on. Amazing people who've put their lives at risk, because once that red warning went down to orange, it was still extremely dangerous, but people went out to help their communities and to do an assessment on the various supports that are needed, and then to get them into place. And we reached out to Europe as well, and some supports put in place there as well.
Well, listen, I know over the next couple of weeks you're going to come into us to talk about the housing part of the portfolio. So we'll thank you for your time. In the meantime, Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, James Brown.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.